A reading from the book of Acts. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had killed him by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." And when they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. How often over the centuries have Christians been ordered to button their mouths? Today is the feast of Saint Stanislaus, murdered more than 900 years ago by the Polish king for criticizing the king's behavior. So many within living memory who spoke out and suffered for it. Maximilian Kolbe and Edith Stein in Auschwitz, Franz Jagerstatter, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Oscar Romero, the monks at Tiberine, Dorothy Day and Ken Sarawiwa. We could go on and on. People living and dead today too in Nigeria and China and Latin America. And even without the martyrs, there are plenty of people speaking the truth who are dismissed, abused, mocked, attacked, persecuted one way or another. I think of James Lovelock, the prophet of climate change, Karen Silkwood, Julian Assange, Mordecai Vanunu, Amy Goodman, all courageous people driven by a determination to challenge the suspect information being promoted in society. We are all called to speak the truth. The trouble is, so many people think that means taking a rigid stance on a debatable issue, or being blunt when what's needed is gentleness and understanding. And truth cannot always be conveyed by words. And, of course, truth doesn't always involve words at all, as we're reminded by the saying attributed to St. Francis, "Preach the gospel, if necessary, use words." But one of the most powerful sermons I have ever seen preached was the one by Pope Francis on Holy Thursday, when he washed the feet of 12 young prisoners, including two girls, one a Muslim. Compare that with the sermon preached also on Holy Thursday in a Catholic church I heard of, where there were not enough men coming forward for the washing of the feet, and so a woman approached the sanctuary and was shooed away by the priest. It was against the rules. You can guess the reasoning behind it. But Pope Francis had it right, I think. He had heard the words of Peter, "We must obey God rather than men." The fact is that as Christians we have to speak up, literally or figuratively, every day of our lives. We have to open our eyes to the injustice, the neglect, the pain, the falsehoods, the imbalance that blight the lives of our neighbours and communities. Our leaders, the mass media, our modern culture are all at fault, and we cannot stand back and allow it to continue. It's an uncomfortable place to be, this refusal to endorse the wrong in our world. Those fishermen and other simple people from Galilee, Peter and the apostles, weren't comfortable facing up to those powerful Jewish authorities. But they had experienced the truth of Jesus Christ. "We are witnesses of these things." And they could not be silent. We too, you and I, we have witnessed these things. The words and the actions and the silences of Easter are still in our minds. We are temples of the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. We are witnesses to the truth, a truth enfolded in compassion in our world. We are all preachers. Let's take Pope Francis as our model for this time.